Chapter 3. Dancing is good for you. Do you know about the real world, BZ? Do you want to know about the real world?
When BZ arrived at the House of Music, the girl was there at the door. "Hello," he said. "Isn't it a beautiful evening? You look very nice." Lesson 672, Starting a Conversation. The girl said nothing. She took his hand and they went into the building. The dance started. People moved slowly with the music. It was a new song. Dancing is good for you. Blue and white lights shone on the faces of the dancers. BZ and the girl began to dance. "Dancing is good for you," sang BZ quietly. "Do it every day." "Do you know my number, BZ?" the girl asked. "I'm sorry, I don't." Each student had a number. The number was on the inside of their left arms. The girl showed him her white arm. There was no number there. "But where is it?" asked BZ. "You have to have a number." "I don't. I have a name," she smiled. "My name is Eve." For a minute, BZ felt afraid. Be the same. Different is ugly. But this girl, with her grey eyes and her warm smile, wasn't ugly. She was beautiful. "What's happening to me?" he thought. Then two of his friends danced past them. "Hello, BZ. Are you having a good time? What's wrong with you? You don't look happy." "Oh, but I am happy," said BZ quickly. "I'm having a wonderful time. Isn't the music wonderful?" "It's great. See you later, BZ." "BZ," said Eve, "I have to talk to you." The music changed. This time it was fast and loud. The lights changed to red and yellow. "Let's dance," said BZ. "I love this song." "No, I'm tired. I don't want to dance." "Then let's have a glass of juice." "No, I want to leave here and talk to you." "But the dance." "There will be a thousand other dances. Let's go." He followed her out into the quiet street. They walked but didn't speak. Then they sat down near some water. The water smelled lovely, and the sound of it was music. "What do you want to tell me?" BZ asked. "How much do you really understand about Eden City? What do you really know about our lives?" "Life is for happiness. Love your friends." "No, no, no, BZ. Those are only words. They teach you them at school, but they don't mean anything." "Don't mean anything? How can you say that?" "Do you know about the real world, BZ? Do you want to know about the real world?" "What real world? I don't understand." "This isn't the real world. Eden City isn't real. Nothing in Eden City is real. The air, the sky. Look up, BZ. It's not real."
"Then where is the real world?"
"It's above us. Nearly 500 kilometres above us, there's another world. The real world. There, people live real lives. Nobody tells them, think this, feel that. They live in families, not only with friends. They love, they hate, they fight. They get ill, they get old, they die. They're free." BZ put his hands over his eyes.
"Oh no, that's a sad life."
"No, it isn't. It's the best life.
We aren't really living. We aren't free. We have no freedom. We can't change anything. The team makes the laws for us. We have to listen to them. We have to think their ideas, feel their feelings. That's not freedom, BZ. Believe me.
I don't believe you. BZ stood up. And I don't want to listen to you. I want to forget all this. I don't like it.
But he couldn't forget. He knew that. Eve's words were in his head, and now he had questions about his life. He felt unhappy for the first time. He walked away from her.
Wait, BZ. I'm sorry. I know you're unhappy, but you have to believe me. I can show you. I can take you up into the real world. Now. Tonight.